Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara.
Hey everyone, welcome. It's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, I'm Jen. Welcome, welcome to our beauty podcast. So you're here on a Friday. Just so you know, that means there's going to be an amazing interview with a mover and shaker in the beauty industry or an expert. Wednesdays are for the news and all the good stuff. But today, oh, we're in a happy place for Jess and I. It's smile, smile world. Oh, I'm really excited about this episode.
Smile world.
Smile world. I don't know what to say. I just love flossing. I love the science of teeth. I love having a doctor on the show, you know.
Okay, we have the fabulous Dr. Brian Cantor here, who is going to talk to us about all things teeth. Dr. Cantor is part of the practice, okay? If you know it, you know it. Loewenberg, Latucci, and Cantor. Okay, so the Cantor of Cantor. The Cantor of Loewenberg, Latucci, and Cantor is here. I just freaking also love saying it.
Not a law firm, a cosmetic dentistry firm.
But they could be if they wanted to. They're great guys. We've had Dr. Loewenberg on the show. Now we've just got to nail Latucci. Okay, we got to get the third on here. But he is not only charming, not only fabulous, he knows everything about teeth. We're going to talk about crowns. We're going to talk about Invisalign. We're going to talk about veneers, which I feel like is a topic that comes up a lot. And we're going to talk about breath. We're going to talk about hygiene. All these things that I feel like kind of come up into conversation with Jen and I on the podcast, like here and there. Dr. Cantor, I'll just give you a little bit of like his cred. He graduated from UPenn, which is Jen's alma mater. Then he went to NYU College of Dentistry.
Did not go there with him.
He works on such famous faces that I cannot name them, but he really works with some of the biggest celebrities that I just... Listen, he's a doctor. He'd be violating HIPAA laws if I like ratted out these names. But he works with, when I say everyone, I mean everyone. And he's been featured in Allure, New York Times, People in Style, The Cut, Refinery29, New York Mag, Harper's Bazaar, Hello, The Today Show.
Jess, do you know one celebrity I can name that he's worked with?
Who?
Jessica Matlin.
Oh, stop.
If you've been following her Invisalign journey, Dr. Cantor's who's been helping her with that. So we do talk about that too. So
he's awesome and I trust him. And I was just so excited that he can make time in his busy, busy schedule to come on FM. So enough of me yammering. Dr. Cantor, take it away.
I am so happy you're here, Dr. Cantor. And like, I was hyping this episode. I didn't like drop your name. I didn't say who was going to be here, but I told our listeners that we had a very important dentist coming onto the show. And I crowdsourced some questions because like people are very into teeth. Actually, Jen and I were talking about this a few days ago on the show. Do you know that like on Twitter, there's been like a lot of conversation about dental health, a lot of concerns about like personal hygiene with health. So like teeth are on the mind.
Of course.
Like we're like back like in the wild somewhat, you know, and like everyone's worried about their teeth. So I wanted to open this up to like our listeners and get some of their concerns. One of the most common concerns people have right now is how to get whiter teeth. I feel like that's very universal question, but while I have you, what actually causes like yellowing teeth?
Well, there's a lot of things that can cause yellow teeth. But first of all, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, yeah. We just
got right into it. The man just came out of drilling. So we were like, we got limited time.
Yeah, I thought that he'd be like at home. Actually, I thought you'd be like at home, like on a cushy couch, like having a cocktail.
At home. I just finished working.
You are in a very kind of sterile environment right now.
Yes. And in my office, I just finished working. I took my mask off finally after 12 hours of wearing it.
Oh my God.
But how do we get white teeth? That is the question of the day. Everyone wants whiter teeth. You know, everyone comes in saying, how can I get whiter teeth? And there are different ways you can get whiter teeth. The most conservative way is to try bleaching. You can try over-the-counter products. You can go to any pharmacy, drugstore, and there's hundreds of products that you could choose from. And what makes one bleaching product better than another bleaching product is two factors. Mm-hmm. One is the concentration of hydrogen peroxide that's in the product. And two is how well that product remains isolated and how long it remains isolated on your teeth. So certain products don't remain isolated on your teeth so well, which makes some products better than others. So like a strip will stay on your teeth longer than, say, a pen, a whitening pen. Mm-hmm. Whitening pens can't stay in your teeth long enough to work. Now, that is over-the-counter products, which is a much cheaper way of whitening your teeth, which is a good way to try to whiten your teeth. If that doesn't work, you can always try professional whitening.
Wait, but can I stop you for one second?
Like, absolutely.
When somebody has like thinks their teeth are yellow, is it that they've done something to like make their teeth yellow? Or is it just like age or... Is it like, I drink a lot of wine or I drink a lot of, you know, Coca-Cola? Like, where does the yellowness come from?
There are many factors that determine like why teeth are stained. Some people drink a lot of coffee, drink a lot of tea. Mm-hmm. So the teeth can be yellower. Certain people eat a lot of chocolate. Certain foods cause more staining than others. Mm-hmm. Some people genetically have yellower teeth or browner teeth. Some people took antibiotics when their teeth were developing, like tetracycline, and that's going to cause grayish teeth. That's going to cause your teeth to become gray. So everyone is different. Some people have an aging smile. So teeth stain with age. You use your teeth for 3 meals a day for many years. The more you use them, the more they can get stained. Mm. Teeth are porous. So as you age, teeth can get darker, and you can start wearing teeth down. the enamel is very translucent. Your dentin is underneath it. So what happens when you wear down your enamel, the dentin can get stained and that causes the teeth to become darker as well.
This is just like good old-fashioned wear and tear. Just like if you had a piece of furniture in your house, it's going to get
discolored.
No, I'm serious, right?
Absolutely.
We just had our couch professionally cleaned today. So I'm just thinking about that. I was like, this is like 5 years, no, 6, 7, 8 years of like people sitting on it, cats, you know?
Yeah. And now think about eating 3 meals a day for the rest of your life. And now also people are so stressed from coronavirus or anything. You're clenching and grinding. You're wearing your teeth down even more.
Oh my gosh.
All this can cause stain. But some people genetically are born with yellower teeth. And unfortunately, that is harder to bleach out. If you were born with white teeth and it got stained over the years, those will bleach better than someone who has genetically darker teeth.
Okay. So you were talking about like, you know, it's about kind of the contact of, are you using a pen or like a strip? That those kind of sound like over-the-counter moments. Can we talk about like what's happening in office? And then I want to go back to like what, because a lot of people are not jumping it so fast to go in office to get a professional whitening.
Yes, it's much more expensive. But in the office, it gets better results because of the two factors. One is there's a much higher percentage of hydrogen peroxide, which is the active bleaching product. Mm-hmm. And also it remains isolated in your teeth for a long period of time. So those two factors allow for a much better result. But bleaching, it is unpredictable. I tell every patient, we can't guarantee you get 10 shades whiter. When you see on TV, this product will get you 5 shades whiter or 10 shades whiter. That is all BS. There's no guarantee any bleaching product can work. But the best way to bleach your teeth is a professional in the office with a dentist, because that is the highest concentration of hydrogen peroxide. You can't have that high concentration of hydrogen peroxide with over-the-counter products. Mm-hmm. So, but even if you go to a dentist and spend all that money on an expensive bleaching in-office procedure, there's no guarantee your teeth are going to get much whiter. It usually does get whiter, but everyone reacts differently. Some people get phenomenal results and some people don't. So it is a little bit of a crapshoot. There's no negative effects besides the cost, and you might have a little sensitivity for a day or two, but there's no damage to the enamel. There's no damage to your teeth. Nothing. There's no permanent damage at all. Some negative effects of bleaching is that sometimes if you have white spots on your teeth, they will appear whiter initially, but that will fade right back.
Okay. Now, what about drugstore? Like, do you have any recommendations or just even like anecdotally, have you seen people have good results with drugstore?
Yeah, absolutely. Think about it. You go to the drugstore, you can buy Crest Weisfurth for $90. You go to to get it done in an office, professionally in a dental office, could anywhere from $400 to $1,500. So it's a lot cheaper to go to a pharmacy to get it. You're not going to get as good results, but you definitely will get decent results. If your teeth will bleach, the over-the-counter products will work. Some will work much better than others. Again, you should look for a product that has a higher concentration of hydrogen peroxide and something that can remain isolated on your teeth.
Yeah.
So the whitening pens, you put the pen on your teeth and the saliva, your lips, your tongue removes it right away. So it doesn't have time to work.
Right.
It doesn't have time for the, right. So the hydrogen peroxide can't really penetrate into the tooth and cause that bleach to occur.
I will personally say, and like I have not been paid by Crest White Strips have been like, they have done the trick for me many, 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 many times. I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, they're great.
They're awesome. Awesome, awesome,
they're
awesome.
They're great.
One last thing though about whitening. People I've heard like, you know, I don't use whitening products because they can really hurt my teeth or they can like, you know, screw up your gums.
Or they're traumatized from past sensitivity
issues. Yes, I was looking at your face, Jen, as we're recording this because Jen had a really bad experience with in-office whitening. You can elaborate, Jen.
No, it was at-home whitening.
Oh, it was at-home?
At-home?
People have really negative associations with whitening products. So I want to know what your thoughts are on that.
The only things that can happen is you could have sensitivity.
Okay.
And so the sensitivity is temporary. It doesn't last. It lasts maybe a day.
Worst day of my life.
That bad?
Oh my God, Jen.
Well,
worst day of your life.
But bleaching is not really for everyone.
Okay.
Because if you have recession, so if the gums have receded and you have root exposed, that would be extraordinarily sensitive to the bleach. So if you have decay in your teeth, you shouldn't be bleaching. Because what happens is that bleach can penetrate into the tooth and you can get these zingers, these like electrical shocks that go through your teeth. But it's not permanent. It lasts only a day. But not everyone is a candidate for bleaching. You should see your dentist first. Make sure you have no decay. Make sure you don't have severe recession. Again, everyone should see their dentist. This is like a cosmetic thing. And you really have to take care of the form and function first before you go to the cosmetics.
Okay, but no dangers other than a short sensitivity? Amount
yes.
of pain. Yeah.
There's no no permanent damage of bleaching. It cannot. It's just temporary sensitivity.
Now, we had some people ask about translucent teeth. And yes. And to me, then I was like, oh, was that over bleaching? What's happening when someone has teeth that sort of are translucent around the edges, and what options exist for that type of complaint? I know we're moving out of the whitening conversation.
That's okay.
Now.
So there's many reasons why someone could have translucency in their teeth. Now, the enamel is translucent. So some people are grinders and they wear their teeth down. So their enamel is even thinner. So you're going to see through the enamel even more. So they look translucent. Some people have acid reflux, or they have a lot of lemons and they've worn away a lot of their enamel. They have eroded their enamel. Those teeth are going to be more translucent. Okay. So when you have translucent teeth, I would not recommend bleaching your teeth.
But what can you do? How do I get nice, solid looking teeth?
So when you wear your teeth down, teeth don't regenerate. They're not like starfish. So, there's a few different ways you can fix if you've worn your teeth down, or if someone was bulimic, what happens when you're bulimic, the acid erodes the teeth, especially the inside of the teeth, and it makes the teeth appear very translucent, almost like a grayish appearance sometimes. Wow. So when that happens, you can have porcelain restorations like we do veneers, and we do a V-veneer and wraps on the inside. That will take away the translucency, it will take away the wearing away of the enamel, and it will basically restore your enamel back to where it once was.
Since you brought up these veneers, I'm just going to ask about them now because we had people asking about them anyway. Did you say V-veneers or what?
So
B-veneer? What did you
call
them?
I called it a V-veneer. When someone is bulimic, we were talking about when someone has eroded the inside of their teeth, they've worn away all the enamel on the inside. So someone who has acid reflux or bulimia, they wear away all the insides of their teeth and the teeth look very translucent.
You said acid reflux or bulimia because those are very, like I know a ton of people with acid reflux.
Yes. Okay. With acid reflux, the acid pools on the teeth and it wears away the enamel. Same thing with bulimia, same thing with people who suck on lemons or suck on limes. So a V-veneer, what we do is a veneer that goes on the outside and a veneer that goes on the inside. So it protects and builds the enamel back on the inside as well. Because when you wear the teeth down on the inside, it's very thin. And a crown is very, you have to drill a lot of tooth structure with a crown.
Yeah.
But a veneer is very conservative. So we can restore the tooth back to normal form and function and make it look beautiful with a very conservative veneer that goes on the outside. And it goes on the inside when you've worn away all the enamel on the inside. We call it a V veneer, but that's just our particular office that it's
a
trademark.
Yeah, I've never heard that. So it's not like a classic veneer. It's like a partial veneer.
It's actually a veneer on the outside and a veneer on the inside. It's one piece of porcelain, but it's very thin. It's not like a cap.
It's like a thin cap that fits over your tooth.
Yes, exactly.
Interesting. It sounds very, I can't think of the perfect word, but it sounds very sophisticated. It sounds very delicate.
It is. It's exactly what it is. Veneers are very delicate. And we've kind of enabled, when you wear away the inside, we don't want to put a crown on the tooth because a crown, you have to drill a lot of tooth structure away. Yeah. And it's not as aesthetic. And we want to be very conservative in how much tooth structure we remove.
Yeah.
So by doing a V-veneer or a very delicate veneer on the outside and inside, we don't have to drill a lot of tooth structure at all. And we could fill and fix all the worn away enamel that taken place by someone who has a lot of acid reflux,
I feel like we jumped to extra credit right away.
We
maybe
did.
I just back up and say, what is a veneer?
Let's talk about veneers.
So,
I feel like we throw the word veneers around a lot, but like, I think they're fake teeth and like, you know, celebrities have them, but like, let's backtrack.
Yes. So years ago, it was really only celebrities. Now, everyone is doing veneers and every dentist claims they are a cosmetic dentist doing veneers. Every dentist does. And you have to be very careful because, I mean, veneers are the Rolls Royce of cosmetic dentistry. Veneers allow you to basically transform any smile into a beautiful, gorgeous, natural looking smile. So what a veneer is almost like a facade of porcelain. It's like a fake fingernail that gets bonded onto the outside of the teeth. Mm-hmm. When it's done properly, it looks like you're born with beautiful teeth. When it's done poorly, it looks terrible. So you see people on the street with these chiclet fake looking, like opaque looking fake teeth. Like in something, there's something about Mary where everyone comes in saying, I don't want to look like that. or the mask. Those are poorly done veneers. And I'll go through what makes one veneer a good veneer, what makes one a poor, bad-looking veneer. Because veneers really, if they're done well, are special, and it's artwork, and it really can transform your smile. If you have short teeth, if you have crooked teeth, if you have spaces between your teeth, if you have dark stained teeth, if you have a narrow arch, we can build out your arch. If you have an aging smile, and an aging smile is when your lip starts to sag, your teeth are worn down from years and wear and tear, and your arch starts to cave in, all this can be corrected with porcelain veneers. It can rejuvenate any smile. We can transform. If you have tetracycline stained teeth, we really can do anything with veneers. And it's a favorite part of my job is to basically, when someone comes in for a consult, I can look at them in 2 seconds and know how I can improve their smile and make them look and feel more confident about their smile.
Wait, before we all get too excited about veneers, how long do these last?
I know. I was like, what's the maintenance on this thing?
So the maintenance is they're your teeth. They're as strong as your teeth. You brush and floss. You act like they're your teeth. You get your teeth cleaned. You still brush and floss twice a day. You go to the dentist twice a year. So it's the same maintenance as if you don't have veneers.
Right. And
it's very expensive. So it's like buying a new car.
Yeah, give us the downside. It's very expensive. Okay.
It's very expensive. But just like you take care of your car, a very expensive car, you're going to take care of these teeth. So,
but how long do they last? I think that's kind of like what Jen and I are thinking. Like,
absolutely.
You need a new set in 10 years or 20 years.
So yes, they don't last forever. Nothing in life lasts forever. We tell all of our patients.
that was deep, Dr.
What about Cantor?
they last on average between 15 and 20 years. Realistically, if you get 10 to 25 years, we say 15 to 20 years is on average.
And it's like once they are gone, you have to get another set because your tooth has been changed underneath a little bit.
That's the thing. It's like a roof.
Yes. Once you have veneers, it's irreversible. Sometimes you don't have to drill teeth at all. It's prepless veneers. It all depends on what kind of case you're doing. But yes, once you have veneers, you are married to veneers.
You never go back.
You have to replace them. So we have patients that had them done 25 years ago and they look as good as we put them in yesterday. And we have patients that have to replace them after 15 years.
How do you know? Does it just like fall out one day?
Like on the street, like up there.
You know, like someone's got like a filling. And they're like, oh, I got my filling. You know, I don't know.
No, it's not.
Clearly, I don't have veneers.
You have beautiful teeth. Both of you had beautiful teeth, by the way. So,
thanks, Dr. Cantor.
As you age, your gums recede a little bit. We bring the veneers right underneath the gum line. So in 10 or 15 years from now, your gum line will probably recede by 0.5 millimeter.
Okay.
So you're going to see the margin of where the veneer meets the tooth. And if you don't have a gummy smile, you won't see that. But someone who shows gums when they smile will show the margin of that veneer where it meets the tooth. And at that point, it's time to probably replace the veneers.
Okay, that's how you know. It's like a shifting of it.
That's one way.
Have there been any improvements in veneers recently? Because you did mention like, you know, the old-timey kind of, you know, this Hollywood celebrities used to have like, kind of like the same weird smiles, like not recently, but like back in the day, it was like, oh, she got her teeth done, you know, and now people who can get veneers have kind of amazing teeth. Like there's good work and there's bad work, but there's more good work these days, at least that I
see. Absolutely. Well, two things. I want to answer your question, but when you're saying that in the back of the day, the celebrities just, oh, they have veneers. Well, that the veneers are customized to each individual. So we have had patients come in and say, oh, I want Christy Brinkley's smile. I bring a picture of Christy Brinkley's teeth, or I want Halle Berry's teeth. I laugh at that because they're customized. If we look at your face, you look at your smile, we look at your skin tone, we look at your bone structure, and what works on your face will not work on somebody else's. So every case is individualized to that person. You have to really look at the whole picture. So if you just look at someone's smile and someone's teeth, that's not going to work. You have to look how it works with their face, with their personality, with their bone structure, so it all works together. And yes, there are many improvements with veneers over the years. There are two types of veneers, by the way. And anyone who's looking to get veneers, make sure they do research on this because what we do here is called feldspathic porcelain. What that is it's layered porcelain. So the ceramist layers and layers and layers porcelain. What that does is allows the porcelain to look totally natural. It allows to have translucency. It allows light to go through it. Mm. It allows warmth and value is the brightness. By layering it, you can play with the value and play with the translucency. So if you have a high translucency and a low value, it gives a very natural, soft look.
What, can you say that word again, just so I have it for my own knowledge?
Feldspathic.
Okay.
Feldspathic. So that's one type of porcelain veneer. Another type, what most people are doing, because feldspathic is very time consuming. Mm-hmm. Each veneer in the lab could take 8 hours to make because of how many layers it takes.
This is like a couture smile.
It's artistry. It's mm-hmm. it's a lost art because it's much quicker to do the other type of veneers, which is called pressable. A pressable veneer is you have like an ingot or a block of porcelain, and they put it into a machine, they press the machine, and a veneer comes out of the porcelain, and then the ceramist is going to put some staining on the outside. Those do not look as real. They don't have vitality, they don't have the lifelike characteristics, but it's much easier to make them. So you want to make sure you're getting feldspathic veneers. It's just more of a natural look to it.
And then last question, we realize that you're operating out of, you know, one of the top dental practices, so it's not going to be like representative, but what is the average price of a veneer? Just one veneer.
So
I just want one for my front tooth.
I will tell you, you get what you pay for. I had someone come in literally last week who paid almost nothing for her veneers, but
what's nothing to you? Like $500?
She paid $4,000 for 8 teeth. Yeah.
$4,000 for 8 teeth?
For 8 teeth. Yeah.
That sounds, so yeah, that's nothing. Okay. Yeah.
So it looked like she paid that.
I think the math actually might work out. Do you know? I'm not good at math, but that was pretty spot on.
You don't have to say for your practice, but like, what's the largest veneer bill you've heard of?
In the city, the average price anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 per tooth is the average price. So,
okay.
But you do get what you pay for. And what you, when you're, if you're looking to get veneers, you should make sure the ceramist, you should know the ceramist. We are fortunate to have an in-house ceramist. We have Jason Kim in our office, who I think is the best ceramist in the world. And we brought him in because he's that talented. If you're looking to get veneers, you really should look at the work that the ceramist has done, because the dentist, there's two parts to it. You have to have a dentist who's got a great eye, great hands, who can basically dictate what he wants, but he's not making the veneers. There's a whole other half, and there's a ceramist who's a person that's actually going to produce the veneers and make the veneers. So you could have the best dentist with the best hands in the world, but if his ceramist isn't great, you're not going to get the quality of veneer you want. So you really should, if you're looking to get veneers, before you have the dentist do it, make sure you look at his work. Make sure you see a lot of work that he does. And you want to go to someone that does this a lot, because a lot of things can happen during this procedure, and you want to make sure he's experienced and not someone who, because right now everyone says they do veneers. Everyone, no matter where you go into a strip mall, they're doing veneers, but you have to make sure they do a lot of it. That's important.
That's fascinating about like the ceramicist, like that so much of this process, like, you know, while you are, you know, a tremendous part of it, so is somebody like Jason.
Yes, absolutely. It's an integral part.
We had on a ceramicist who became a dentist to do Hollywood smiles, Gary Archer. He does like all the movie smiles, but he started out
as like
a ceramicist.
Any movie that you've ever seen. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's not trying to create a very natural looking teeth. Often it's like, you know, he's doing Ma Rainey and like doing a 1920 smile with like metal fillings and stuff.
But he does do natural teeth. If it's just somebody like, oh, he has to show them at age 17 and then he has to age them to 34. Like he shows and he does every kind of tooth. Like even if it's just like somebody who needs to look like they're in a different kind of part of the country or part of like the world or a stage of their life, you know, it's just different identities and what their teeth might look like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why I said part of the country. That sounded like a very weird thing to say, you know, but just like not who they are. Like if it's like a person that's suddenly going to be like I think of like Kate Blanchett when she is, if she's going to be like a Telecaster, you know, and like, she's going to have a big, you know,
and like build out the width and stuff.
Yeah. He does like subtleties.
The veneer should help mimic your personality as well. Like it all goes together. What you said is exactly right. If you're a newscaster and you should have that big pearly white smile. Everyone, you have, when you design a smile, everything is taken into consideration on how the smile is made.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus,
They have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good, whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence. Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Now, I want to ask you about gums because you just mentioned gums and that brings up something that one of our listeners wanted to know about, a gummy smile.
Yes.
What do we do about that?
The good news is we can correct anything. So what a gummy smile is when someone smiles, they show more gum tissue than you would like to. an ideal smile is when you smile, you show where the margin of where the teeth meets the gum. But some people, when they smile, they show excess gum tissue. So we can fix that two ways. If it's minimal, if it's you want to take a little bit of gum away, we can do something called a laser. So we laser the gums, and that's done at the same time. Yes, that's easy. It's a non-invasive, but we
like
only
a trim,
can
like a gum trim.
It's like a gum trim, yes. But we can only trim about a millimeter of gum tissue around the tooth, which is not that much. So when people have gummy smiles, you really need more than a 1 millimeter. So then you have to have something called a gum lift. And a gum lift is done by... yes.
I'm sorry, I never heard of that.
I haven't either. Jen was just like blown back.
I'm also like staring at myself and like being like, do I need a gum lift?
Neither of you need a gum lift. So a gum lift is where a gum specialist, which is called a periodontist, will actually surgically lifts the gums, and it removes a little bit of gum tissue, a little bit of bone, and that has to heal for about 6 to 8 weeks. And then we bring the veneer to the new level of where the gums are.
Okay. This is plastic surgery. You do plastic surgery and artist. It's like, it's insane.
Absolutely. But when someone has a gummy smile and you raise the gums, you have to be careful. When you raise the gums, you're lengthening the teeth. So then we have to shorten the teeth so they're not so long. Oh. So you don't look like horse teeth. So
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yes. But we can fix a gummy smile for sure.
Wow.
Interesting.
All this sounds quite painful. Is the person on like a liquid diet? Like, I mean,
it's actually not painful. It's an hour procedure, and you're swollen for maybe a day or two, and that's it. It's not bad at all. And you look so much better. So the patients love it. Very rarely does anyone complain of pain.
Wow. It sounds like it would make a very big difference in their smile.
It's
like
a huge difference.
Like night and day. Wow.
Because when you raise the gums and then you put the veneers on the teeth, it's literally transformative. Everyone says they should have done it sooner. It's the best thing they ever did for themselves.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And now during COVID, by the way, with the COVID, everyone is working. Well, now it's come back to work, but people are working from home. They're looking at cells at Zoom all day. Mm-hmm. They're depressed about being inside all day. So the cosmetic industry has boomed. I mean, the plastic surgery, the cosmetic dentistry, everyone's wanting to do this because they've been cooped up. They're trying to do something.
It's not the cooped
themselves.
Up. We have to look at ourselves on camera
so
all
now.
Day
it's
long.
So horrible.
I'm not on Zoom, so I
trust us. It's not great.
Okay, can we segue to teeth straightening?
Yes.
What are our options here if somebody, an adult, comes in and they're like, my teeth are crooked?
As you age, teeth do shift, and if you don't wear a wire retainer and you get braces as a kid, your teeth are going to shift over time.
Or maybe they didn't even have braces.
Or maybe they never had braces, yes. Some people fortunately never had braces, but some people did have braces and their teeth shift if they don't have a wire or retainer. So there's a few ways you can straighten your teeth. One way is conventional braces. An orthodontist, you can see an orthodontist, they can put braces on the outside and they can put braces on the inside, and that can straighten your teeth. As an adult, most people wouldn't want to wear braces. So there's Invisalign, and there are many different companies that do what Invisalign does. But I think Invisalign is the best at what they do. And Invisalign are clear trays that you wear and you change them every week. And the teeth move little by little. It's done by, you scan on a computer and it's a computer generated program. The downside of Invisalign is you have to be diligent about wearing it. Mm-hmm. If you don't wear it, it's not going to work. But if you
How's
are
it going,
diligent,
Jess? So yeah,
Jen
so
is a mom.
Full disclosure, she's been sharing with our listeners.
Yeah, if you follow us on Instagram, or if you follow me on Instagram, and if you listen to the show, you will know that Dr. Cantor is doing my Invisalign. So thank you, Dr. Cantor, for guiding me on this journey. You have to be diligent. And I'm going to tell you, like, I actually like jumped in to the Invisalign journey, not really knowing how hard is not the word. And Jen's done Invisalign. And I didn't even know Jen did it until I was like, I'm doing Invisalign. She's like, yeah, I did it like, you know, a long time ago. I was like, you did? And I told Jen how hard it was. She's like, yeah, I know. Like, I don't think you know until you're in it. Do you find that with your patients?
Well, first of all, Jessica, you were the most diligent. You were, you're like the model Invisalign
patient.
This is such a
Virgo nerd.
You were amazing. If all my patients were as good as you, my job would be much easier.
I think I called you and I was like, so I have a podcast and I have to take it out. Is this okay?
Yes.
Like, yes. I told her, I was like, 1 hour to record with me, because she tried to do the podcast when she first got them with the Invisalign in while her, you know, her speech was still adjusting to the change in the shape.
Yes.
I was like, girl, no, take those out.
I was
so
like,
we can
hi, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Well, that's not fair. Not you only cute. Lisped the first day. After the first day, you didn't lisp. But yeah, you were extremely diligent about wearing them. But yes, for a teenager, Invisalign's not great because they're going to lose them. They're not going to wear them. Mm-hmm. Braces are better for anyone in the
teenager. I was actually going to ask why, like, wouldn't every like teenager doesn't want to wear braces? Like, do Invisalign?
I have a 14-year-old son, and mm-hmm. he's an Invisalign, and he forgets to wear them half the time. He's lost a few times. When you lose a tray, you lose a few weeks. It's not ideal for some kids.
And they're expensive to replace.
They're expensive to replace, but Invisalign is great. There's a lot of companies that are mimicking our knockoffs of Invisalign. I have not found any company that I thought is even close to Invisalign. Invisalign is amazing.
Wait, so can we just like baby step through it a little bit? Because I'm like, it's so hard and people might be listening. Like, what's hard about it? You have like these trays, you keep them in, you still have to keep them in a long time, like big whoop. But tell our listeners like just a little bit about the process, because I actually did not know that like there was like a series of trays and like I didn't understand the whole process. It's very logical now that I'm in it, but I just thought like, oh, you wear them at night and who cares?
So no. So that is not true. We're just wearing them at night. So depending on how crooked your teeth are determines how long you're going to be in Invisalign. So if someone has minor crowding and someone has major crowding, they're not going to be in Invisalign for the same duration of time. So someone who has much more crowding, and there's a lot of different issues that can be fixed with Invisalign. If you have a deep bite, if you have an overclosed bite, if you have a narrow arch, any orthodontic movement can be done with Invisalign. But how much movement you're going to do determines how long you'll be in Invisalign.
And you have a different tray every week, right? Or at least I did.
Yes. In the past, it was every 2 weeks, and now it is every week. So every week you change a tray, the teeth move little by little. Each different tray, different teeth are going to move at a different, basically, time and speed. But each week you change the tray. So every Monday you get it, you change it every Monday. Initially, sometimes we have to file in between the teeth to create room for space. And sometimes you have to place little attachments or buttons on certain teeth to create more retention or to create more force for a certain tooth to make a certain movement. Advanced movements sometimes have rubber bands on Invisalign. You didn't have that, Jessica.
No.
No. But some do. But you don't have to wear it 24 hours a day. We say 20 hours a day is ideal if you have a date or if you have an event or if you have, whenever you eat, you take it out. But it's really not so bad. And if you're diligent about wearing it, you can't really tell if you're wearing it unless you're really close to somebody. You list for the first day only. It's almost like second nature after wearing it for a few days. It's really not a big deal.
But it is painful for the first, like I did have like headaches for the first like day or two. And it took me a couple of weeks to get used to it. And I'll be honest, for the first week, I was like, I actually don't know if I can do this. And I feel silly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I felt silly because I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But then after a week, I was like, oh, this is fine. And one day I forgot it. I'm just telling the truth. I forgot to put it in. And I felt so weird. It was like forgetting to put on
like naked,
like underwear. Yeah, it was very weird. So
can I ask about how long you did it? Jess, how many weeks did you have it? And like, what's the
I'm
average?
Still doing it. My Invisalign's right to the left of me. Yeah.
So, Dr. Cantor, like well, what's you're the done. Fewest you're weeks done. And what's almost, the most you've seen?
So there's something called Invisalign Express, which is very minor movements. It could be up to 5 trays, which is 5 weeks. And then we've done trays that are, we've done cases that are 2 years. So everyone is different.
Mine was 2 years.
2 years, yeah. I mean, some people are 2 years. So it really depends on how much movement you're going to have. Mm-hmm. But also I have patients who are not diligent and they don't wear it. And it's like they're taking a year to do something that could take 10 weeks. So if you don't wear it, what happens is your teeth will shift back to where they once were. And then you're going back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, like tray number 3 has to come back in. We're not ready for tray number 4.
And this is getting more and more expensive the longer you drag it out, right?
It's getting more, not necessarily, we don't, they should charge a case fee. It doesn't get more expensive, okay. But what happens is that it's just a waste of time. And it's not good for the teeth to be moving back and forth constantly. Mm. It's not good for the nerves, not good for the bone. It's if you're not going to be diligent about wearing it, you shouldn't do Invisalign.
Okay.
Some people you could tell right away are not good Invisalign patients. And some people you know are going to be good Invisalign patients.
I have to ask you though, like Invisalign is, you know, it's a fortune. It's a lot of money. So,
it's expensive, yes.
Yes. What about, I don't need you to name names, but there are a lot of like, you know, direct to consumer options that are like a fraction of the cost and people are rightfully really excited about them. I've not met one like dentist, orthodontist, no one in your like field who's like, you know, this is what you should do instead of Invisalign. What is the gripe?
So here's the situation. Something like where you take your own mold, you send it in, they send you trays. And I think it's a great product for someone who can't afford to have Invisalign.
Okay.
But I have some hangups on the product because not everyone's a candidate for Invisalign. So if you don't have a dentist monitoring it, I feel very uncomfortable about it because some people have bone loss on their teeth. So there's when you can't do Invisalign, when someone has a lot of bone loss, you can move the teeth and the teeth are going to fall out. So if you're having someone who has never been to a dentist and now moving teeth that shouldn't be moved, or they have dental work like a bridge, which you can't move, certain things need to be overseen by a dentist. So if a dentist is not involved at all, I don't love it because you could do damage, more damage than good.
I understand.
So if there is a dentist overseeing it, like I know like Smile Direct Club, at least a dentist, I think, takes initial mold. I'm not 100% positive about it, but I know that there's a dentist somewhat involved. I feel more comfortable doing that. I do think that they're great products because they're much less expensive and more people can use it. Some people can't afford Invisalign. So I like it in that regards, but I don't like not having a dentist oversee the whole procedure.
I think that's completely fair. And I totally understand it. You're moving bones, you're moving teeth. Yeah, but you like the democratic aspect of what you're saying.
It's bones, people. Yeah. I know we call them teeth, but like they're connected to bones, right?
But one other thing I will say about Invisalign is a great product. A lot of people, many of our patients, are not Invisalign candidate. They're not going to want to wear Invisalign for a year or 2 years. That's why we do some, I'm just saying veneers can do what Invisalign does in 2 weeks. That's why so many people want veneers.
Right.
But Invisalign is an amazing, amazing product because some people don't want veneers, but some people don't want to be wearing Invisalign for 2 years.
I understand.
Year. Some people, everyone is different. So I always try to present all the different options and have the patient decide what they want to do. But Invisalign is an amazing product. And if you are going to be diligent and you don't mind wearing them for however long a period of time it is, it's a great product.
I feel like it's such a joke. Like, I feel like people know like, oh, she's taking out her Invisalign because like, I like to snack a lot. So.
You'll see. By the way, you'll notice so many people are wearing Invisalign though.
Yeah, no, I'm really, so far, I'm like over the moon with the results. So I just want to get some parting wisdom from you. What are some of the best things we can do to keep our teeth looking our best? But I'm going to throw something in. Keep our breath fresh too.
You got to have good breath.
Yeah.
Do you tell people if they don't have good breath in like your regular life?
That's a good question.
What? Do I tell people?
Yeah.
There's a fine line there. I say, you know what? Why don't you come in for a cleaning? How about that?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's good.
If someone ever says that to me now, I'm going to know that was code for I need a mint or something. Okay. How do we keep our teeth looking great? Yes. Good question.
So breath fresh. The most important thing is good hygiene. That's brushing, flossing, rinsing, even tongue scraping. You know, for bad breath, you have so many particles that are stuck in your tongue and the roof of your mouth. Tongue scraping is great. But brushing, flossing, rinsing every single day. In addition to that, seeing the dentist twice a year, because people who don't come to the dentist twice a year, you need a professional cleaning. You could have a gum infection that causes anaerobic bacteria and that causes bad breath. So a professional cleaning and being seen by a dentist is the most important thing.
If you skip your professional cleaning, is it like, could you cause damage that cannot be undone? Or is it like, oh no, I'll just get a clean, they'll really get it in the next go? Or is it like,
if you skipped one cleaning, there's no permanent damage that's going to be done. I mean, everyone is different. Some people are born with gorgeous teeth, and if they never had a professional cleaning in life, never have a cavity, that can happen. Some people take such great care of their teeth, and their teeth are prone to decay, and they can have so many dental issues, and they are immaculate about oral hygiene and going for cleanings. So there is a genetic factor to it as well. But missing one cleaning, you're okay, Jessica.
Oh, no. It wasn't me.
She was asking.
It wasn't me.
So you can miss a cleaning. That's okay. But you really should go minimum twice a year.
I just know that like a lot of people during like the pandemic.
COVID, yeah.
Yeah, have definitely been like.
Oh, my first cleaning back was like twice as long as it usually is because they had to scrape out all the, you know.
Yeah, of course. Stuff
built up. I remember. I had to skip 10 months or whatever.
Okay.
So before we let you go, we do a speed round. We have an extra special speed round just for you. This is the easy fun part. Don't worry. Okay. If you hadn't become a dentist, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
I was going to med school.
Oh, that's like a cheap answer. It's still doctor, but okay, I'll take it. Wait,
to do what? Like what kind of?
I after graduating Penn, I got into med school, got into dental school and signed with an investment bank. So I was doing three different routes.
Wow. So there's a Matrix version of you that's a banker and also a doctor.
Yes, yes.
Right. Okay, what is the least smile-friendly food or drink, in your opinion?
Coffee, red wine, tea.
Yes, all the good stuff. Okay, what is your least dentist-like behavior? Something you do that's not so great for your smile, but you do it anyway.
I eat a lot of candy. I'm not healthy in my what I eat.
Is candy that bad? That sounds like my like childhood
yeah,
dentist.
Yeah, that's like a Nana thing to say.
Yes, candy's terrible. The sugar stays on your teeth and it causes decay and terrible, yes.
Oh, so that's
terrible.
True?
Yes, it's terrible.
No myth busting here.
I know. Any sticky food that contains sugar is the worst thing you can eat, but I eat it all the time. So.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Wait, what's your go-to candy? What's your go-to candy?
Everything. I like the gummies. I like anything with sugar. I like sour and chocolate.
Okay, yeah, not a chocolate. You're like more of a fruity, gummy, sour guy.
No, but I also love chocolate too.
Okay,
I love everything.
All of it.
Everything.
All right. Okay, thinking about smiles. What song always makes you smile?
Oh, wow. I am a huge Grateful Dead and Bruce Springsteen fan. Anytime I hear them, I smile.
Oh, okay. And whose smile is your favorite? Or who has the best smile?
There's a lot. I love Christy Brinkley. I love Halle Berry. I love Heidi Klum. Julie Roberts. A lot of them. A lot of them.
Okay. Lots of good smiles. All right. I feel like I learned a lot and I'm very scared about gum lifts in my future. But other than that, this was so fun.
You don't have anything to worry about. You don't have a gummy smile
safe.
At all. You're good.
Well, it was so great having you. Thanks for enlightening us.
Oh, absolutely. It was great. Thanks for having me. I had a great time. And
I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it was fun.
It was great. I had a lot
Thank
of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So
Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.